In this video, I'll show you how to constrain user input in the text boxes in your ASP.NET application by using the filtered text box extender that ships as part of the Microsoft AJAX Control Toolkit. So let's create a new website, make it an AJAX Control Toolkit website project. And the first thing that we're going to need for this demo is just a table with some text boxes in it. So I've got a canned table here. Right, nothing special about it, just some table rows and table divs with some text and some text boxes. So look at this in design mode. This is just standard markup, nothing AJAX-y about it yet. Now what we want to do is we want to add filtered text box extenders to prevent the user from entering any sort of data into these text boxes that we don't specifically want to allow to be entered in those text boxes. So I'm going to go up here above the table definition, and I'm going to add three filtered text box extenders, one for each of the text boxes that we want to filter. So go down to the AJAX tool tab in our toolbox, grab a filtered text box extender, and we want three of these, so let's make three. There we go. And one more. And configuring these is pretty straightforward. So we've got run at server, and the first thing we need to do is tell it what target we want to, what the target control of the text box that we want to filter is. And if you've been working with the AJAX Control Toolkit or you've been watching the How Do I videos, some of the common property constructs are probably starting to be familiar to you. So we generally specify target control ID, and the target control ID in this case is going to be text box 1. And in this case, all we have to do is say filter type equal numbers. And that's it. Now only numerical values will be allowed to be placed inside the first text box. Now we can extend the second text box. Again, we have to specify the target control ID, which is going to be text box 2. And I'm going to fix my typo there. So this will be text box 2. And in this case, we want to say that the filter type is going to be lowercase letters. Right? So lowercase letters. And that's all we need to filter that text box. We'll go a little bit more complex here with the last one. We'll specify that the target control ID is text box 3. And the filter type, we're going to apply a compound filter type. So we're going to specify custom, but we're also, add the quotes there. So it's going to be custom, but we're also going to be using numbers. And since we've said custom, we also are going to want to specify what the valid characters are in that custom group are going to be. So in our case, let's simulate that the user will be allowed to enter mathematical expressions of some sort. So plus, minus, equal, divide, multiply, parens, and period. You might want to get a little bit more fancy in your production application, but that should do it for us. So let's go ahead and try out our application. So in the first box, I'll try and enter some upper and lowercase letters, and that's not letting it happen. Punctuation's not working, but if I try digits, I can enter digits. Here, I'll try some digits, try some punctuation, try some uppercase characters, try some lowercase characters. And you notice only lowercase characters work. Math symbols and numbers, so I'll try some letters. They don't work, but if I try and do a mathematical formula per se, that works. So that's it. That's all it takes to use the filtered text box extenders to restrict or constrain user input in the text boxes on your ASP.NET application. You do want to remember that the purpose of these filters are to to encourage the user to input the correct data types, but this is if you have security concerns, you want to make sure that you still filter this input back on the server, whatever the receiving end is, whether it's an application or web service. So this will coax the user to enter the right kind of data, but if a hacker is attacking your application, you also want to add if security is a concern for the data that's being entered here or how it's going to be used, you want to make sure that you add some server-side validation as well. But that's it. That's all it takes to filter user input in your ASP.NET application using the filtered text box extender that ships with the Microsoft AJAX Control Toolkit.